Welcome to your five for the day. I'm sure we've all seen it on the news. The torrential rains driven by hurricane winds flooding streets. Some mansions collapsing quickly, others surviving longer. By the end of the storm, only a few are left standing. Television crews wading through the water, filming the destruction. Incredible. Homes totally gone. Reduced to a pile of rubble. Here and there, bits and pieces of many things. Jagged pieces of a marble sink, chunks of elaborate furniture, fragments of flamboyant jewellery. A smashed painting that once proudly hung below a vaulted ceiling. Nothing salvageable. Bulldozers move in quickly. Only a few homes survived. There one day and gone the next. Powerful sermons have been preached about a foolish man who built his house on the sand and the wise man who built upon the rock. But could Jesus' words be applied to me or you or to both of us? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not what I say? What place does God really have in my life? I'm in the driving seat, not God. I obey the impulses of my heart. I bend to the pressure of my friends. I surrender to the dictates of my career path. I yield to the things that satisfy me. Have you ever thought about the way you live your life? When the big storm comes, is it really possible my castles in the sand are all going to be washed away so quickly? I work so hard to get that car and to build that home and to climb that corporate ladder. I worked hard, but to what end and for what purpose? In the Bible, we read of a man named Job who lost everything he owned and all his children. He was covered with putrid sores from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. For an extended period of time, he felt utterly forsaken by God. Yet, when God does finally speak to him, Job is made to realize this startling truth. Although his present pains have not come upon him because of any particular sin on his part, as his friends were suggesting, he did deserve everything that was happening to him, and more. What brought Job to the recognition of his utter dependence upon the grace of God? It was a reminder that God is the sovereign creator of all things, and that everything and everyone receives their strength and life from him. No one can demand anything from God, because no one has ever given anything to God that they have not first received from him. God is indebted to no one for anything. If we enjoy good health or prosperity, it is all because God has graciously granted it to us. Everything under the whole heaven is his. Have you surrendered yourself, like Job, to the sovereignty and mercy of God? Someone once said, "Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last."